So what does it mean to show up in a relationship, you know, especially when you experience, when you find the person that you think is the one, and then you show up as your dysfunction? How do you deal with that? Hello, my name is Elspeth Chimeta, and welcome to Not Your Average WCW. This is a podcast that I've just started now. After discussing it with my nieces and everybody that I love and know, and anybody who reads MPV My Point of View, the blog, you know definitely this is the child of the blog. So welcome to Not Your Average WCW. What's up? So welcome to my podcast. This is a very unofficial thing, but I just decided to start it because I've been going through something. And, you know, the next blog is called... What do we call our next blog? But anyway, you're going to see it tomorrow, in this coming Wednesday. And this is me who's going through this situation. I met a guy. This guy is not your typical, what I would go for. Like, anybody who knows me and has experienced me understands that I'm of the artistic type of girl. Like, I like men who are in the industry, entertainment industry to be particular. I've been, the father of my child is actually an entertainer. So, I'm not going to be ashamed of that. I'm a creative myself. So our energies are always going to be, you know, we vibe the way we hear music, the way we create content, the way we create, you know, how we speak and send our messages to the world. So I meet this guy and he's totally the opposite. And because in 2018, when I actually was working in the entertainment industry, I made a subconscious decision that I'm not going to entertain entertainers. I'm going to date consciously and date preferably non-entertainment individuals. That means someone who's an entrepreneur that has nothing to do with entertainment. And then as well, I was also going to try to date engineers because I'm hypergamous. Being a woman who was raised in French-speaking West Africa, I'm going to be hypergamous. So I'm looking at what the professions that are considered that benefit hypergamously. But also because I'm very intuitive with who I am. So I always make people laugh that the double entendre with me is that I am a Cancerian, and I'm also, when we look at African clans, I'm a Mamoyo. And both are known to be very hypersensitive, very sweet, very nurturing. But yeah, that works to our detriment. It's up to you to choose whether you really believe in the whole, because apparently the internet manosphere believe that every chick that believes in the horoscope is really basic. And then there's the whole thing where, mtupo auna bas. But for me, as an African, very conscious and very woke African, my totem is who I am. It's my identity. And you separating me from who I am as an African doesn't work for me. So yes, I am a Christian. I do go to church. I'm religious, but I also believe in remaining true to who I am, and I worship God in my truest form as an African. I love singing in vernacular, but that's none of our business, especially pertaining to this particular podcast, which I'm going to publicly broadcast. But here's what happened. Meet this guy who I met previously, and this man, I felt his energy. I was like, this is the type of man I want to be around. He's so calm, he's sweet, and he's a gentleman. But yeah, he does have, to some extent, very fuckboy energy. Considering that his friend circle are not married men. I always believe you. If you want to know who you are, show me your friends. So, yes, energy begets energy. But anyway, meet this guy, and for me it was like, I'm not. But I've realized that because of my attachment style, and this is me going through therapy, having different professionals help me through who I am and trying to become a better woman, because yes, it's hashtag to becoming, and this whole issue of becoming was actually inspired by Michelle Obama's book Becoming. So for me, growing up as a I never thought of myself as a very attractive female. So I always admired women who were never considered attractive per se. So my idols, he loosely used that word, idols, or women who have always aspired to be, have been women who fought for women's rights or women who broke barriers. So for me, Oprah is like my auntie. She was literally my auntie, and she's the woman who taught me how to express myself. So Oprah had a lot to do with me becoming a poet and expressing myself. I also had Maya Angelou. And obviously now, for those who read my blogs, they know that I love Michelle Obama. But I also have other women who I really admire. Their beauty, their charisma. I love Sade. Sade reminds me so much of my mother, my birth mother. And I also loved Aaliyah. Aaliyah was like the young, a very young version of what it's like to be a feminine woman, but in a men's world. So yeah, so for me, it's a very interesting thing. So back to the reason why I've actually made this live recording with no professional studio, but we'll eventually get to that. I feel I fucked up something that I really, sorry for the French, I really messed up something that I actually thought that. I realized in me being an avoidant, anxious avoidant, or what they call it, disorganized attachment, or with having that attachment style, I have extremities. It's literally, I can be very... impulsive. So I seek adventure, the thrill, a challenge. So that's, I think that tends to channel my very masculine energy. But there's also the very frightened and very, you know, tend to be confused individual. So I went into a situation where I knew what I was getting myself into. And initially I was like, nah, this time around I'm a Teflon Don. This is not going to catch me. I'm not going to be catching feelings. I'm all about catching everything else that is not feelings. But I found myself in a situation where I wanted more than what I had signed up for. But now I'm actually finding myself that I've been very unhappy for the past 2-3 weeks. Yeah, I actually missed that Valentine's present. And I really liked this guy. So yes, internet is going to tell you, no, you deserve better. You need to be at this level. You need to be this type of woman. You need to be woke. You need to be a high value woman. But I realized my hairdresser is the one who just spoke to me. It's like, fam, you do know that you're not prim and proper. I know you're bougie, but you're not prim and proper. So you're not Princess Kate. You aspire to be Princess Kate, you know. You want to be, you know, the Princess of Wales. You know, you want to be prim and proper and very bougie. You are bougie, but you're not that girl. You've got a very hood streak to you. You're like a cross of a hip-hop girl that meets a very conscious reggae type of, you're an empress, you know, because you're very conscious, you're very smart and wise, and you're intuitive of who you are as a black woman, as an African black woman. But you're not Princess Kate. Look at the reason why some of us are still your friends and we love your loyalty is because when you show up the person you are a bad girl. I'm quoting, you're a bad girl. And you're bad girl, you're not a Rihanna bad girl. You're more of a Ciara bad girl. You're not a Beyonce. You are not yet at that level. Let's just respect each other. And honestly speaking, yes, I aspire to be like a Beyonce, but I'm not yet at that level. But yeah. So I show up in this relationship. Let's call it a relationship. It was a relationship, not situationship, relationship. But along the way, I went to the extremities of the anxious. So anxious attachment styles are clingy and needy. I found myself begging and pleading to be loved by this man. Yet initially, I was this confident, very avoidant individual. I'm like, dude, we ain't playing. Like, I ain't got time for you and all. But I found myself that I didn't have a balance of that personality type. But to say that I'm happy with the choices I made, I'm not. I felt like I was very impulsive and I was moved by emotion. So what I'm saying in this particular podcast is we need to assess our what we think we want versus what we really need. I needed a friend. I needed someone who, in a weird way, aligned with my loneliness. I was lonely, and I've written a whole poem titled Me Before You. Yes, kind of inspired by the movie, you know, that had, what's her name, the Tigerian. gosh, I'm forgetting, but anyway, none of our business. But the thing is, I've just realized that I think I was happier sticking to that script where I wasn't trying so hard to be liked and loved by this particular man. And now we're in this zone where I'm no longer the person that I was aspiring to become or that I want to become. And because there's a me that wants to be perceived as a certain type of woman that would be ideal for marriage, like long-term commitment. And then there's a me that actually met someone I really vibed with, and it might have not been what the ideal of what I had put on paper, but I was actually happy. I was actually content. I was getting to know this person and enjoyed their company, and this is me now filling my head with relationship coaches and whatnot. And I don't know, right now I'm really messed up. I feel like I'm like, my sister just like, you look psycho, just so you know. And I'm putting this out there publicly because I also realize that I don't deal well with my me and my head. Like, I'm an overthinker. And I was just laughing because I'm now watching season 2 of Harlem, and I realized that I'm actually two of the characters. I'm Queen and Camille. Queen being played by Lady Grace Byers, and Camille being played by Megan Good. And I even wrote a whole blog that I'm literally like almost every Megan Good character, like with certain films and TV series in particular, of her personalities where you're smart, you are driven, you're goal-driven, but you find yourself that there's a certain type of woman that you're trying to be. You want to be the idealistic. You want to be idealistic. You want to have your cake and eat it. So I don't know. Michael, if you're hearing this, I'm not going to put out your name, but yeah, your name, Michael. I don't want to seem desperate, but I hope you and I find ourselves in a better place, a better space, after this, or before this, or whatever. I really, really fucked up a good thing, because I was scared. I was scared of love. I was scared to love. I was scared of just enjoying the moment as it is. Guys, life is too short. And we've seen so many, like for me, it's hard seeing age mates and people within the entertainment industry whom I might know or might not directly know, but I have an affiliation with through content or just a relationship, like relating to. And we're dying young. And this is me thinking, we're dying young and I'm busy worried about following the book or being by the book, because yeah, we continue to have people who benefit from our I like to call them, what do you call it, shortcomings, you know, our dysfunctions. I'm not saying going to therapy is a bad thing, we should go to therapy. But I now feel like we are in this space where we keep bullshitting ourselves and doing very bullshitty things. Forgive my French again. We keep doing these things where we want to be by the book, but sometimes we need to just look into our inner selves. So I remember in my previous job, we did an assignment and I started teaching my coworkers about the Johari window. But the four pillars of the Johari window of how others perceive us, how we perceive ourselves, our hidden self, and, you know, so the whole Johari window. And I've realized that I tend to mask, to wear this really terrible face mask where I've sought to be the ideal of what everyone else should presume I should be. But I've always been the girl who wanted to be, you know, the ideal, perfect, whether it's in academics, whether it's in personality, whether it's in even beauty. Sometimes I go against the grain, and this is why I've created platforms and spaces by myself. This is how I became a poet, this is how I became a songwriter, because when I wasn't for the table, I created my own tables. And this is why I love people like Tyler Perry and Issa Rae, because they created their own tables. I always like the people who are against the grain. I like the antagonist. I like the people who, there are so many people in current history and even right now who antagonize everybody. And those are the people I'm listening to. Believe me, I'm not going to name names for fear of cancellation, but I do have people that I listen to who are the people that other people do not like and would rather cancel. But it's important to actually have third party opinions and actually listen to different voices. So for me, I've always been that. So I'm at the extremities, and it makes sense of my personality type and my attachment style. But how do I find a balance where I need to enjoy the moment as it is? My younger sister was telling me, you need to do jiripo. In English, it's just enjoy the moment. So right now, I am grieving a situation, a relationship, that I felt to enjoy the moment as it is, rather than thinking, oh my God, I want to be a wife and I want to have the wedding. I want to have my ideal wedding. I'm not saying that I don't want to be a wife. I'm not saying that I don't want my ideal wedding. But I look, I've never been obsessed with the wedding. The wedding is nice. It's great. We celebrate together. But for me, it was the real deal of being in that partnership with someone who really wants to fight with you, not fight against you. I've always said, I am, as a poet, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So, yeah, it's how do we find a balance in this situation? So for me, it's now I'm just going through the stages of grief, because me and this person are no longer in communication. I think he thinks I'm insane. Like, literally, not even un poco loco. Like, literally, this girl is loco. Like she's literally Harley Quinn. And I even made a joke earlier this year when I was getting to know him that I think I'm a bit of a Harley Quinn. But which is not a compliment. So I am going through therapy. I'm also going through counseling to help me deal with how I show up in relationships where I'm not needy or dysfunctional. But I believe everyone needs grace, even the avoidant types. Everybody needs grace. We need grace where if someone really likes you and really, really like you, and they think that there is something that could come up, they need to give you grace and say, okay, you've got a type of crazy that I might not, but I like you enough to be with you or to see you through it if you are really ready to work it out. And I've always been someone who's been working it out, and I liked this guy because he even told me that he was going through therapy. And this is me going like, oh, okay. So I'm not the only malfunctioning human being right now. And I'm not going to use it against you in a fight. And I kid you not, I've been the sweetest human being. Like, the amount of grace I've given this guy, the amount of grace I've even given myself in this situation, but I'm really hard on myself because I want to be perfect. I will always seek to be perfect, perhaps, until I get to a functional function where I'm a really secure attachment type. But wow. I gave him so much grace and patience, and where I should have been wilding out and being crazy. And I just said, you know what? But I also realized that part of the breakdown of everything was expectations. I'm not saying I don't encourage situationships. I don't encourage blurred lines. I just believe that sometimes when you realize that life is too short, enjoy the moment. Take it as it is. We are so working so hard to plan for the future and whatever, but I always think if tomorrow never comes, then what? For me right now, my me before him was rather boring and quiet. He's not very exciting. I'm not going to give him too much grace that he was very exciting, but I found peace. So he wasn't my butterflies type of guy. He wasn't my butterflies type of guy. He was my peace of mind type of guy. So I was like, if you can give me peace, I will reward you with peace. I'm going to try to give you peace. I'm not going to try to give you drama and disturbance, because who needs that? We all need peace. And after sharing with me that he went through dark times and he was going through therapy, I was like, no, you know what? You're my type of hype. You're my kind of vibe. I think you and I can blend well together. I might not always agree, and I have to call you out on how you treat me because I don't want to be treated like a second. I don't want to be treated like someone who doesn't matter to you when I do matter. And if you say claim to say that I do matter to you, then treat me like I matter. We might not be in situations that are idealistic or that on paper would be ideal, but we think that should be. But I bring me, I'm bringing, I bring me, and I'm bringing who I am. Is it too early to be vulnerable? Maybe, yes, I was Speedy Gonzalez in this situation. Did I? elevate your purpose and your being in my life, maybe. But life is too short also to be dishonest about how you feel, how you see things. So yeah, this is me checking out. Do read my blog. We're going to be putting it up tomorrow. I'm actually having cold pizza because my stove just died. I now need a full-on electrician. Yeah, just remember life is too short. I'm not saying YOLO, but I'm just also saying that we want, let's always have a future and an ideal that we want. I aim to be Michelle Obama and I'm going to marry me a Barack. I'm going to marry me a Barack. That's where I'm at. But also enjoy that moment. Enjoy that peace, that warm feeling. I'm not talking about butterflies. I'm talking about the safety. I felt safe in this man's arms. I felt safe and calm because also I'm not worried because, you know, but it's a choice how we treat people. And sometimes how we treat people is also how we perceive ourselves. So we have, yes, the word I was looking for was malignant. As someone who worked in nursing and did medicine. Yes, your malignance. Your malignance, the brokenness, the whatever illnesses that you have within yourself where you're not confident, where you think you're not enough and you project on the next person saying, I'm taking you as you are, you know? You don't need to be handsome. You don't need to be Trey Songz. Okay, I refer to Trey Songz because it's a very, if you follow my blogs, then you understand, you know, it's a very interesting story. You don't have to be fine as hell or, you know, you don't have to be creative. If I say I like your socks, really cute, nerdy socks, take it as a compliment because it's me saying that I like you as you are. Come as you are. And let's start from there. I'm not looking for you to be, and then sometimes, look, I like alpha males, I'll be honest, but maybe you as a beta male, you're okay, you're enough. But also treat me as someone who's also enough, because I also come with my own dysfunctions as a human being. I come with my own insecurities, my own daddy issues, my own ghosts of boyfriends past. But if you take me as I am, and when I say take me as I am, it's not like we should dwell in our dysfunctions. Take me as I am is like, I understand that I have malignance. I have things that I'm working through and I need to work through. But I am working through them. I am going for therapy or I'm going for spiritual counseling or I'm being bathed, you know. Nya kese swe, you know. Ngamanzi, you know. You know, I'm speaking to my ancestors. I'm dealing with it somehow, some way, where I want to be okay. I want to be functional. And I'm enough. And that's what we're striving for. So this is me. Welcome to Nurture Your Average WCW, where we discuss love, relationships, and just becoming inspired by the blog MPV, MPV, my point of view. Yes, this is your girl, Elspeth Chimenza, aka Lady E. Yeah, you know what my status is. So tune in for the next episode. And welcome to the first episode. Love y'all. And remember my PS, always write your own love story. Ciao, Bella. Ciao.